He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hey, hello there, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and certainly in color from our remote Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 269. It's a pleasure to be with everybody. As you know, the Gadget Professor, maybe you don't know, the Gadget Professor is heard in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. So thank you so much. Tonight, we have an interesting show. Let's take a look at the gadget of the day. It's called the Yi, and we'll call it Y-I. I guess that's called Yi. And it is a remote camera. It's a home camera. It's 1080p. You get a 32 megabyte card with it. And it's quite the camera. And because there's so much to tell about it, what I thought I would do is break it up into two parts. So we'll talk about the camera, the mechanics of it, some of the features, how it hooks up, the app, and things like that. We'll give you a general overview. And then in another week or two, we'll go back and I'll actually hook the camera up for you. And I'll get good video and I'll be able to show you what it looks like. So we're kind of going to do a two-part series. We'll do the first part this week and maybe the week after next, because I have a good show for you next week. Maybe the week after next, we'll take a second look at the camera. We also have a lot of great apps this week, and I know you're going to enjoy some of them. We're going to do an artist's week today, and I think you'll enjoy some of these apps, so stay tuned. Let's get rid of some housekeeping right off the bat, and of course, if you want to watch the Gadget Professor, one of the easiest ways to do that is just to go to our website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com. If you scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see subscribe to the podcast, so you could tune us in on iTunes, on the Android, on an RSS feed. We're pretty much anywhere there's a tablet or a browser, you can listen to the Gadget Professor. Also, I want to call your attention to our Facebook page. That would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor, and we have a lot of crazy things there. I have some of my photography, and you'll be able to keep up with all the tech and all the new things that are coming out. So definitely check out our Facebook page, and hopefully you will like that. So the other thing that I will tell you is that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and you know that I answer all my email. I'm a little bit behind, I must confess, and I have some traveling to do this week. I'm actually going to be in Boston, I think, when I release this episode, so follow the Facebook page. You'll know where I'm at and what I'm doing, and we'll certainly be back next Thursday night. But without further ado, let us get in directly to the gadget of the day. And the gadget of the day is going to look like, it's going to look like that. And I know, what is that? What is that? Well, that is called the Yi, that would be Y-I, home camera. And this is 1080p, which is really, really nice, with a 32 megabit card that comes with it. A small little SD card, and this is going to provide you wireless IP security surveillance system. And what's really nice about this particular camera, not only is it 1080p, not only does it do 1080p, but this also will give you HDR, high definition resolution. And that just makes all the video so much richer, so much more pleasant to watch, and it is an excellent device. So I'm going to focus in right now back on the camera, and you're going to take a look at some of the features here. I have not hooked it up yet, although I have had one of these before and it works real well. The reason I'm not bringing you a video right now of this is because I don't have it, this current one, hooked up, and I need to hook it into another camera so that you can see the actual video that this projects, and I think you're gonna really like that. So here's the camera lens. That's pretty self-explanatory. Here you're going to have a reset button, and it comes with a power pack, so it does need electricity. It comes with the power cord, so you're going to plug this into the camera. We'll show you that in a second. And this is going to go into the wall, and let's take a look at where this SD card goes. So first of all, if I turn this around, you'll see right here, that's where that other power cord goes. So one end will go here. the other end, of course, will go over here. So that SD card is going to go on the back, and this just pushes forward like so. And the SD card will actually insert right here. So you just insert the micro SD card into that, and then you're going to just basically put this back back on, and squeezes right on there and locks tight. So that's essentially it. There's no mount per se. This stands up straight. It's similar to the drop cam, but it doesn't have a plate. I'm sure you can rig something up to mount this. It does have a sticky on the back, so I don't like using those because when you pull them off the wall, they usually mark the walls or they don't stay that well. So I would put it this way or come up with some other convention to actually hook this up. It does go back and forth. It does not swivel left and right. But let's take a look at some of the specs that are on this particular device. It's quite impressive. I mean, quite impressive. So if we look at their webpage, and I'm just looking right now on the Amazon.com webpage, and this has some very unique features. First of all, as I mentioned, it's 1080p. It's just high definition resolution. It's also putting really safe encoding out, so it's a H.264. It has a 130 degree wide angle lens on it, and that gives you a nice point of view. So this lens is actually going to give you 130 degrees. It's a very smart in terms of its AVC. It's efficient in terms of its bit coding. So it's not going to like stagger and then spit out a video that's kind of blurry. It's not going to do that. It also has a 1.28 CMOS sensor, which is excellent. It's a high-def sensor, and it's a non-invasive LED, so this is not going to be lighting up and bright in your eyes. The other thing that's really cool about this is that, I don't know if you can see this, but it has an omnidirectional speaker and microphone in this, so you actually can speak to whoever it is that you're viewing, and they can actually talk back to you. It's a two-way audio system. You can send and receive audio, and it does that quite well. Now, some of the features that I think are extraordinary on this and very different than the typical camera is it has gesture detection. And what gesture detection is you could be in front of your camera and you can go like this, and that will actually recognize that you are talking to the camera with a gesture. So what happens is this actual sensor that detects the gesture detection, if you will, the user can automatically send a 10-second video to a remote user's mobile device. That's pretty cool. By following the simple gesture, the user raises an arm in the palm of his hand, just like I showed you, and that will start the camera recording the video that you've just done this, and it will send it to wherever you direct it using the accompanying app, and the app is totally free. So all that's really good, and it's very handy. It also will discern between human figures, so its detection for whether it's a cat, a dog, or a human is quite good, and the camera sensor is engineered to do that. What that means, if you have cats, dogs, or tropical fish, it won't really recognize that unless you want it to. It only recognizes human, again, because of that human figure recognition. The other thing that I really like about it, and I have not seen this yet on any security camera, is that the microphone that's built inside of this, that microphone is actually going to detect, and let's get that up, that microphone is actually going to detect a baby crying. Now, that is a very cool feature for sure. If you can hear your baby crying on this particular device, that's a big added plus. There's no question about that. And I have not seen a camera yet to date that has that feature. Now, this sells for about $129. Let's call it $129 even there, plus 99 cents. So that's going to make it $130. And it seems like a very good value. Now, I have not set this up yet. I do plan on doing that, as I mentioned. And in another episode, we'll take a look at what the app looks like and also what kind of video and quality you can expect from this camera. But I will say, on the surface, it looks real good. I had an older model of this camera, and I It was 720p. It worked quite well, but I'm anxious to see how this new 1080p works, particularly with the HDR, because that will look like a, it will make things look like a painting. The colors are very vivid. Because it's such a high definition, the resolution looks really great. So I am looking forward to hooking this up and really showing you the different ways in which this camera can be utilized. It looks like it's going to be a real winner, and I venture to say, we'll see, but I might even do, I'll let you know this right now, I might even do a side-by-side comparison between this camera and the drop cam. Yeah, so no one's done that yet, but the Gadget Professor will work on that, and in a few weeks I'll bring you that side-by-side comparison, because price-wise, they're pretty close to each other, and I got to tell you, Nest has let me down a lot since it was taken over, and I don't know. I have questions about that, so I'm very anxious to see if this fills that spot. So let's move right along, and we'll get into the news and the apps of the day. The first thing right out of the chute that we're going to talk about is the new i7, and the new i7 has some really interesting things about it, but what I haven't heard is a lot of pump, a lot of hype about the processor that's in the i7, and here's a chart. I'll put this up in the show notes. And what it shows you is that the single-core processor on the iPhone, the multi-core processor, the A10 Fusion, is just an amazing device. And I'll let you read these stats for yourself. But what's pretty impressive about this is the iPhone 7 on a multi-core is going to give you 5,630. On the Samsung Galaxy 7, it's 5,213, so you can see there's a big difference there. But here's the part that I thought was interesting. The iPhone 7 scores better on both single and multi-core than most Apple Airs ever made. The performance is comparable to a 2013 MacBook Pro. And here's another eye-opener for you. This has to be taken with a grain of salt, of course, but the iPhone 7... Mac Pro, which sells for $6,500, isn't as fast as the iPhone 7. Kind of crazy, huh? But that's the way it is. I'll have this chart up for you, so you'll be able to take a look at that. All right, moving right along. Here's a great app. This is really clever, and I'm sure everybody has experienced this problem. This free app is called Doorman, and it's available both on the iOS, you can go to iTunes, and it's also available on the Droid. What is it? Well, it's a package delivery type of system, if you will, and it's on a subscription basis, and what it will do for you is, if you have ever had the situation where you were not home and UPS or FedEx delivered a package, and it's not there because you weren't there to sign for it, not good. I hate that. It drives me crazy. So by using the Doorman app, what it will do is you send the packages that you have to Doorman, and then you pay like $20 a month based on how many packages you want, so on and so forth. But you basically dial into the app, and it will have it there within an hour. If you order the more expensive service, which might be, I don't know, a buck more a month, you can have unlimited packages, and it will be there within 2 hours. So check this out. The app is free. There is a subscription to Doorman, but it's really clever, and I really like the way it works, and it solves that problem of I'm never home when the UPS guy is or when the FedEx guy. I have actually had packages returned, which drives me crazy because I wasn't home, and they deliver it the next day, and I guess what? You know, sometimes you work from 9 to 5, so you're not always able to get the package, and I believe after 3 times, if I'm not mistaken, FedEx actually returns the packages, and then you've got to start all over, and I don't think that's a lot of fun. I don't like it. All right, here is a crazy app, and this is essential if you have any kind of photo collections, but this is called Panustick, and what this does is it actually recognizes duplicate photographs, and it will remove them for you. Very, very cleverly engineered. It's easy to use. You select the main mode, duplicate or panoramas. It doesn't matter which one you have. And you can set the degree of similarity. And if it's within whatever it is that you set for the similarities, boom, it's going to take that photograph right out of there. So it's quite nice. If in doubt, You can enlarge your pictures before deleting them up to 150%, and also look at the metadata that's on that particular frame that you took. It analyzes the images with distinct orientations, blurred, taken away with varying lenses in different lighting conditions. So it's not going to throw off a duplicate or something that's similar to a duplicate unless you tell it it's okay. And once you get to that point, you can automate that, and it will do it automatically for you. This is a free app, and if you have a huge photo collection, I would definitely check this app out. I know you're going to like it. Now, here's some fun stuff for the artists that we have following the Gadget Professor. This is called Twisted Brush Open Studio, 100% free. And Twisted Brush Open Studio is a free version of the digital drawing software Twisted Brush Pro. And what this will let you do, if you want to display your drawings online, you have two options. Either scan the hard copies of your drawings or draw them directly on your computer. What Twisted Brush does is it lets you do the later in an impressionistic fashion once you've learned how to use it. So they have a little video here, a little photo that you can look at, and it shows how you can airbrush things and make some cool effects. So if you're into art or like fooling around with photographs or things like that, you'll want to get Twisted Brush. It's free too. Here's another program for you. I love this one. This is called Art Weaver, and this is free. It's a drawing tool, and this is perfect to give you free reign of your imagination and just do some insane things that just make it look like you're an artist, even though you're not, but it's so easy to use. You have a wide selection of brushes with this plug-in support. This even gives you layers and transparency all for free, so definitely want to check that out. Now, if you're really into this, what I have done, because there were so many apps, I honestly didn't know what ones were the good ones or the bad ones, so here's the page that I went to, and this whole page is just loaded with free art programs, paint programs, all kinds of things that are free that you can use to make really cool photographs or enhance the photos that you have. And there's quite a few of them here. I'll bet you there's 20 or 30. So definitely check this out. It does all kinds of things. It would take me hours to go through this and talk about each app, but there are some very, very cool things there, and I think you're definitely going to like that. So that is going to wrap it up for today's show. I will see everyone next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.